Today's topic is using IT Cam to monitor MQ managers in Linux and Windows. The presenter is Angel Rivera. Angel is a member of the Webster MQ support team for Unix and Windows platforms. At this time, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Angel.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Hello, MQ fans. Good morning. Good day. My name is Angel Rivera, and I work with the MQ Level 2 support team for Unix and Windows in the Research Triangle Park in North Carolina in the USA. I hope that you are having a great day. Thank you very much for taking the time from your busy schedule to attend this conference call or to listen to the recording of the presentation. Using ITCAM for monitoring MQ queue managers in Linux and Windows. The IBM MQ Unix Windows support team frequently gets questions regarding monitoring queue managers. Every now and then, we get PMRs asking for more details on the IBM Tivoli monitoring software, but there is no expertise in our team for this product. Based on the encouragement of a couple of customers, I decided to install the IBM Tivoli monitoring software in a Windows box and in a few Linux boxes and monitor a small network and their MQ queue managers. Well, it took me longer than expected to find the code to download, the instructions for the installation and configuration, etc., because I wanted to make it easier for other folks to have an easier, quicker time in setting up a demo of Tivoli Monitor. I wrote a set of 4 tutorials together with this presentation, and these tutorials will be mentioned later on this presentation. I would like to make some disclaimers. First, I am not an expert in the Tivoli monitoring software. The focus of this presentation is on providing a basic level of monitoring for MQ. Thus, intermediate and advanced features of Tivoli were not exercised, and I am not commenting about them in this presentation. This presentation does not try to be a collection of best practices for neither Tivoli or MQ. The ideal audience for this presentation and the tutorials is one that knows about MQ but not yet about Tivoli and wants to step-by-step instructions on how to install the different components of Tivoli and how to create and configure the necessary Tivoli agents to have a test network as quickly as possible for demonstration purposes. The presentation is targeted to a wide variety of folks, and thus, the MQ security discussed in later slides is very simple, which is enough for a development and testing environment. For production, you will need to add more security features, and they are not discussed in this presentation. MQ has several layers and components regarding security, and it could be complex and hard to understand. Thus, I did not want to touch those subjects in detail in these presentations because they are not directly relevant to the monitoring. Okay? Okay, let's begin. Let's go to the next page, please. Page number 2 on the agenda. There are 2 parts of this presentation. The slides until slide 20 talk about the overview and some simple scenarios to demonstrate basic monitoring capabilities outside Tivoli and inside Tivoli. Then slides 21 to the end will talk about the installation and configuration of Tivoli Monitor. Thus, if you are not interested in installing and configuration, then after slide 20, you can leave this presentation or you can stop listening to the recording. In this presentation, I will start by giving you some examples of what some customers mean when they use the keyword monitoring. Then I will show you some screen captures from the IBM Tivoli Enterprise Portal desktop GUI of a very simple network of Windows and Linux boxes that have MQ queue managers. Then I will mention the main steps that I did for installing Tivoli monitoring in this network. I used a Windows box as the hub and main place for the Tivoli software, some key components for IBM Tivoli monitoring, which provide a framework and monitoring agents at the level of the operating system. At this point, I was able to monitor the Windows box. This product does not provide any tools for monitoring MQQ managers. Additional Tivoli software is needed. In order to monitor MQQ managers, you will need to install the additional components from the Tivoli software called IBM Tivoli Composite Application Manager, or ITCAM, for MQ agents in Windows. At this point, I was able to monitor both the Windows box and the MQQ manager in Windows. Then, in a couple of Linux boxes, I installed the ITM agent to monitor the Linux OS operating system and the ITCAM MQ agent. And at this point, from the Windows box, I was able to monitor both the Linux boxes and their queue managers. The last slides in this presentation provide more details on the creation of the Tivoli agents, both for the OS and MQ, and the necessary configuration and customization. Okay, let's go to the next page, please. Okay, in this slide number 3, what is monitoring of queue managers? The word monitoring means different things, and that's the reason I wanted to take the time in the next few slides to talk more about each one of those, the main meanings that we see in our PMRs. And let's start from the very simple to more complex, okay? Then let's start from very simple. This is a customer who has one or two queue managers, one or two boxes, and they just want to monitor the depth of messages in certain queues. Okay. Very simple task for monitoring. They don't need anything sophisticated, too much overhead from their point of view. They want something simple. Well, there are two ways that we recommend at this stage. One is they can use the line command to run MQSC, which is the administration for MQ, and the other is the GUI, the MQ Explorer. Let's go to the next page, please.
Would that be slide 4?
Slide 4, yes. Okay. In this one, I'm going to talk about the run MQSC. This is page 4. And you can do the following. You can type run MQSC and interact with the tool. However, if you want to have a little script that will just do a predefined query and then parse the query and get the data that you want, then what you can do is what is shown in this page. You can do the echo command, then you provide the run MQSC command that you want, then you pipe it to run MQSC to the name of the queue manager, and then you pipe it and you can use find string, which is a Windows native tool, or you can use grep in Unix, and then you can do the current depth. That's the attribute for the current depth or how many messages are in the queue. In this case, for example, is 6. There are 6 messages in the queue, and that's the monitoring that some customers just want to do. Now, in some cases, they don't want to have the current depth word because maybe they're using this command inside the script, and they want just the number. Well, I wanted to show you on purpose the last line in the in this slide, some tricks that we found that could be helpful in Unix. You have to do a sed, and then you can use the TR. I know, this is a little bit tricky. But at the end, you get the number 6, which is what you can do to monitor. And then you can run this script every minute, every hour, and then you can have the numbers, and you can monitor the queue. Okay, so far, so good. Very simple. Let's go to page number 5, please. Okay. Now, you can use the MQ Explorer. And in the MQ Explorer, you can just click on the queue manager that you want, and you can define remote queue managers, and then you can expand the necessary folders to see the queues, and then you can monitor the current depth. By the way, this is the topography of the network configuration that I'm going to show you from the Tivoli perspective. In this case, we have some queue managers. They are 3 queue managers in Linux, and there is a local queue manager in Windows. And let's go to the next page, number 6, please. Okay. I gave a presentation on how to gather statistics, accounting events, and so on, and how to display them. This is the kind of the next level of monitoring that some customers want. They say, well, just running QSC to gather the messages of the queue is not good enough. I want more stuff. I want to see how many puts, how many gets, how many things. Then you can enable the queue manager to do statistics, and then you can use MQ Explorer or the AMQSMon utility to gather all those statistics. It's kind of primitive, and you have to do a lot of work, but you can still do it. And the presentation in this page, even though it was done for version 7, applies to version 8 and 9. Let's go to the next page, please. And let me show you an example using a plugin at Support Pack that is mentioned in that other presentation. And this is what it will look like when you are looking at events. And this is, again, from the queue manager. In this case, we are seeing that the queue manager is active. That's an event. And let's go to the next page, please. Page number 8. In this case, this is just for the statistics for a queue called Q1, and we can see how many puts and gets and also how many bytes and all that stuff. Again, this could be enough for your needs, maybe not enough. If it's not enough, then the next level will go to a more sophisticated approach. Let's go to page number 9, please. And before going to that more sophisticated approach, for some other people, monitoring also means auditing. Auditing from the point of view maybe for regulations or norms in your group or a company, you may need to audit what are the configuration changes that are done to the queue manager. And there is this very good article called Auditing the WebSphere and Queue Environment. And what you need to do is configure the enable the configuration events. And that article describes different ways of doing this type of monitoring. Let's go to page number 10, please. Okay, now we are reaching now the crux of the meat for this presentation, which is, okay, if you want something more sophisticated, maybe whatever I have mentioned in the previous slides is not yet scalable for you, or you have hundreds of queue managers, or you want more stuff, then what you can do is use a specialized monitoring software. IBM provides the Tivoli monitoring tool. From here on, I will just call ITM. And this is a framework. Just by itself doesn't monitor anything. You have to do more activities and so on. And specifically for MQ, you have to add additional components. They are called the ITCAM, the IBM Tivoli Composite Application Monitoring. Okay? And there are two agents that we are going to talk for an MQ. One is called MQ Configuration Agent. It's the setup for policies, and I will not spend too much time on that. The main one, the workhorse for this presentation, will be the MQ Monitoring Agent. That's the one that monitors the queue managers, okay? Let's go to page number 11. And this is a presentation from the navigator from the IBM Tivoli monitoring, okay? It has a GUI. It's called the Tivoli Enterprise Monitoring Portal. It's called the TEP, and it's called the desktop GUI. And it has four panes, panels, and they, or three panels. I'm showing the top left corner, which has the view, the topology. And in this topology, I'm monitoring three Linux boxes and one Windows box, okay? And everything, if you see the configuration, it starts with the root that is called Enterprise. You can collapse everything, and you will see only one single item called Enterprise. And then you can expand it, and you will see two boxes, one for Linux systems and then the other Windows systems. And then you can expand them, and then you can see, in this case, we have host names that the IP address, static, is part of the host name. Then you can see now the host level. At this point, I'm not showing anything yet for NQ. They are underneath. I mean, that will be the fourth layer, okay? And I will show you in later slides. Then this is your view. And if something happens in the network or something, it will be propagated from the lowest to the medium to the next layer to the top to the top. And at the end, you will see in the enterprise level, you will see an indicator of errors or something. In that way, you can see right away if you have something that requires your attention. Okay, let's go to page 12, please. Okay, now let's go and expand that view into a deeper layer. And, for example, let's go from the top. We have first, again, the enterprise. The second layer will be the Linux system. The third layer will be the host. In this case, it has IP address. And then at the fourth level, we have the two things. One is the Linux OS. This is just the operating system. That's it. No more. And peer to that is MQ Series. Well, the software that was developed for monitoring MQ managers was developed many years ago when the product was called MQ Series. Around 11 years ago, the product name was changed to WebSphere MQ, and then 2 years ago, it was just changed to plain IBM MQ. Anyway, then MQ Series is the fourth layer, and if we expand that fourth layer, now we can see the queue managers, okay? Then what we have is, I wanted to have a variety of things in this view. We have one multi-instance queue manager that has two instances, one in a Linux box. Then one Linux box will have an active, and the other Linux box will have a standby queue manager. Now, I have also four standalone queue managers. Three of them are using local Tivoli agents. I mean, the Tivoli agents are installed in the same box of the MQ queue manager. The other one is using a remote agent. In this case, the remote agent is running in Windows and is monitoring a queue manager that is in Linux. Okay? Why do you need that? Well, sometimes maybe the target box doesn't have enough resources to have the full-fledged Tivoli monitoring software, and therefore you may just want to connect through an MQ server connection channel to the queue manager, and you don't have to have a local agent in the box of the queue manager. Okay? Again, I try to provide a variety of situations. Let's go to the next page, please. Page 13. Now, let's take a look. Let's go deeper into these things. Now, I went to a queue manager called NQ Linux 1, and I expanded that node, and I can see the different things that we can monitor. And the first one is called channel definitions, then channel performances, cluster queue managers, dead letter queue managers, error log, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm highlighting there the queue statistics. If you click on that queue statistics, then in the second panel that is at the bottom of the GUI, you will see information about the queues, because we selected the queue statistics. And then you will see the queue name, which in this case is Q1. And if you go to the lower right corner, you will see current depth and the number 6. Again, this is a way that you can see the checking the current depth of queues, equivalent of what we were doing in the first slides of this presentation. Let's go to the next page, please, page 14. Okay, now let's talk about what happens if there are warnings, okay? In this case, you have your network configured, everything is fine, there is nothing to worry about, you take a nap, and then when you wake up from the nap, you see that there is a red dot under the enterprise icon. You say, what's going on? And then you expand that enterprise icon, and then you will see that the Linux systems has a red circle over there. So, okay, well, that helps you to narrow down. You can see from that view, even though it's very simple, you can say Windows boxes are fine. Something is happening in one of the Linux boxes. Could be the operating system, could be MQ, could be, I mean, you could have also a message broker, and you have the monitoring software for message broker, etc. In this case, again, is the operating system or in just MQ. If we go to the bottom portion of that slide, then what I did was I expanded the box for the Linux systems, and I can see that out of my three Linux boxes that I'm monitoring, the first one is the one that has a problem. There is an informational thing for the last item. I will not worry in this case. It's just informational. Something was not right with the it's not even a warning. It was just an IP something. Anyway. Well, let's concentrate on the red stuff from the first host. Let's go to page 15, please. Now, I expanded that first host, and I see that from the next layer, the Linux OS looks fine, but there is the red circle is under the MQ series. Whoa. Well, at this point, I know that one of the queue managers in that box has a problem. Okay, then let's go to the bottom portion of that section and of that slide, and then we see expanded the MQ series, and we see that there are two queue managers being monitored, and one of them, QM Linux 1, has the situation. Well, let's go to the next page to see what is going on. In a sense, we just keep expanding from our GUI, and now we see that the highlighted there is queue manager status. Okay, something happened with the queue manager status. Let's expand it. Let's go to page 17. And in page 17, we see that it says queue manager not available. Well, at this point, what I do, I just open a terminal window and I log on remotely to that box, and I can see that, yes, the queue manager is not running. And it could be that this was on purpose. Maybe I needed to, somebody was doing some maintenance, or maybe something was not right, and we needed to take a look. Okay. Then let's go to the next page, page 18. And what I wanted to show you is what happens when we are dealing with multi-instance queue managers. Well, we need to have one agent monitoring each instance. Okay? And in this case, I'm showing that the active instance is running in one particular box, and so far, the queue manager is up and running fine. Okay? At this point, I have not yet started a standby. Then let's go to the next page, please, page 19. And then the standby starts, and eventually there is a message that is being shown at the Tivoli monitoring that says, MQ series queue manager instance standby. Well, this is just an informational message indicating that Tivoli monitoring for the MQ manager find out that, hey, the standby is running now. Then it sends a message to the Tivoli software, and it's being displayed here that, hey, the standby just started. Let's go to the next page. And in this page, I switch the view in the navigator to go to the other host where the standby is running. And in the queue manager status, we have the standby. Okay, let's go to the next page, please. Then, okay, then this is the end of the first phase of the presentation, just to give you a sense of what you can do with the Tivoli monitoring software for MQ. Okay, now comes the heavy part. If you are not interested in installing ITCAM, it's a good point to stop the presentation or to leave the recording. I'm assuming that at least you are curious enough to find out what are the tasks for continuing, and I will continue in this moment. In slide 21, first of all, there are many components to install and configure for both the Tivoli monitoring software, which is a framework, and then the specialized monitoring agents for MQ. The purpose of this webinar is to show you just basic setup to monitoring MQ queue managers, okay? Only most basic setup for it, Tivoli monitoring zone doesn't mean that it's the best practice, okay? Please keep that in mind. Let's go to page 22. Let me tell you that the first time that I installed the product, I installed everything, because that's what I found in a red book that was using an older version of the software, and they wanted to show really the full capabilities of monitoring software from Tivoli, and they installed everything. Well, I decided to take the defaults and install everything. Wow. There were so many questions that I have no idea how to answer, and then things were not working and so on. Then I started just taking a deep breath and saying, okay, do I really need to have the warehouse proxy and all this stuff and all this stuff and all this stuff and eventually all these things? I said, I don't think so. I just want something very simple. And that's what I have documented in this technical document. It is a tutorial. It is only for Tivoli monitoring for version 6.0.3.2 in Windows. And it is really just a flexible framework. And I'll explain to you more as we go along, okay? Now, this installation also combines the configuration. Then there are two things done during this stage. For you familiar with MQ, when you are installing MQ, there is no configuration at all. You just install. Then in a sense, when you are doing delegation of duties, you can assign to the system administrator to install MQ, and that's it. No queue managers are created at this stage. Then the MQ administrator, part of the other delegation of responsibilities, then it will create the queue managers. Well, in this case, you cannot have that split right now. When you're installing, you must configure. Maybe there is a way that I couldn't find it. Then the person who is going to install needs to be prepared to answer a bunch of questions and to do some things related to the configuration of it, of Tivoli monitoring, okay? Let's go to page 23. Okay, let's start with the top. When you're installing the Tivoli monitoring, The core, the workhorse, the brains is called the Tivoli Enterprise Monitoring Server. It's called the TEMS. The TEMS knows how to do few things, okay? It's very flexible. It can learn quickly, but it just knows just by itself, just by installing, just with a plain configuration, it cannot do hardly anything, okay? You have to tell what else can the TEMS can do, okay? Now, when you install the next component and the next component, the framework is so flexible that you can have all these components installed in each in a different host. Then for each component in each different host, you need to tell them exactly what they need to learn, okay? And I need to explain it in this way because I got confused, and in my second installation attempt, things failed. I have to have a third installation attempt. Okay, that's the reason I want to give you these analogies. Now, in order for me to keep things simple, I install everything in a single box in Windows. Okay, then I install first the TEMS, the Tivoli Enterprise Monitoring Server. That's the one that needs to be started first and shut down the last. Okay, this is the one that communicates with all the other components, or most of the components. This is the agents talk to the TEMS, okay? This is an important piece of the software. It needs to be installed first and configured first. Okay, let's go to the next step, page 24. Page 24, now we need to install something called the TEPS, the portals, the Tivoli Enterprise Portal Server. This is not GUI. This is just gathers the information collected by the TEMS and then provides a suitable format for the GUI. The GUI is the next component to be installed. But the TEPS does not present anything to the user, okay? Now, whatever you told the TEMS to learn, you have to tell also the TEPS to learn. Okay? And that's a little bit confusing, especially when you are installing everything in a single box. For example, during my second installation, I specified to the TEMS, I want you to able to understand Linux boxes. Okay, that's the thing I wanted to teach to the TEMS. Well, I assumed that because I told the TEMS that it needs to know how to interact with Unix, and here is the code that they can it can use. Well, I thought that the tabs will know that, but no, I forgot to do that. I didn't know. Then you have to tell the tabs also, hey, you tabs, you need to know how to interact with Linux boxes. And then the other component, you have to tell it also, you need to tell your third component how to interact with Linux boxes. And sorry that I have to tell you about this. It's just so easy to overlook in the GUI. Ideally, if the system is knowing, oh, you are installing all these components in one single system, you select one, then, okay, it will memorize and it will select it for you in subsequent things. Well, it doesn't. Then you have to manually set up. Maybe in the next iteration of the installer will be more friendly on that aspect. Let's go to page number 25, please. Now we install the Tivoli Enterprise Portal Desktop Client. This is the GUI. This is the one that shows the graphical in data. The screen captures that I have done when I said this is the Tivoli monitoring, that's the GUI that I'm talking about. It is from Windows. Again, the GUI talks to the TEPS. The TEPS prepares the data that is collected by the TEMS. Okay? Let's go to page 26. And in page 26, okay, at this stage, I told those pieces, all those components, hey, I want you to interact with an operating system with Linux, okay? Well, you need to install that software, and I call them here stub, but it's not really a stub. It is fully code. I mean, it's more than a stub, but that's something I wanted kind of to provide an analogy. Anyway, and the idea is this. This OS agent stub will talk to the TEMS, but you need to install some components to the TEMS. You need to install some components to the TEPS and some components to the GUI to understand how to deal with the OS stuff. And there is a Linux OS, and then there is a generic Unix OS, there is a Windows OS, and so on. You have to select all those pieces that you want, the main components to learn how to interact with, okay? Now, let's go to the next page, page 27. And, okay, at the end of slide 26, what I will have is, if I start the GUI, the Tivoli GUI, I will be able to see the enterprise and nothing else. And the Windows one, because it will be configured, because at the same time I'm adding it. But I will not see the Linux ones, because I have not installed yet anything on the Linux side. And if I go deeper into the Windows box, I will see that it is only the OS. What I mean OS is disk usage, CPU usage, and so on. Right now, there is absolutely nothing about MQ. Again, as mentioned earlier, we need to add additional software, and this is the one. This is the second tutorial that I created. It's called Installation of ITCAM Agent 7.3 in Windows to Monitor MQQ Managers. Again, this tutorial is the second one. I didn't want to combine all those tutorials into a red paper or something. I wanted to be a standalone, okay? Then the first one is just plain Tivoli Manager, just to the operating system. The second one is, okay, now that you have installed the Tivoli Manager, how to install the MQ components, the components to monitor MQ, and this is it. Let's go to the next page, 28, please. Okay, then what we are doing is in the Windows box, what I'm doing is just to tell all those components, hey, you need to be able to interact with MQ agents that monitor MQ, okay? And I have to tell that to the TEMS, I have to tell that to the TEPS, I have to tell that to the GUI, okay? And again, why all this? Because you could have each one of those Tivoli components in a separate box. I mean, and together with 10 other components from Tivoli, and each one of them will need to know how to interact with the OS and how to interact with MQ and so on, okay? Then let's go to the next page, page 29. Okay, this is just a summary of what we have done to this point in Windows. We have the Tivoli Manager framework. and that monitors OS, and we have installed the extra component to monitor MQ stuff. Okay? And again, I'm just putting in this graphic that the user interacts with the tab GUI, which is shown at the bottom. Now, there is, I move all that into the right, to the left, because in the right I'm going to put things for Linux. Let's go to the next page, 30, please. In this one, I didn't want to install the temps and the tabs and so on, the key components for Tivoli in Linux. I just wanted to add agents into Linux. And what I have done is created a third technical document, a third tutorial, that only the agents of both the Tivoli for the OS and the MQ agents to be installed. And this is the third tutorial, and you can download it from there, and it's in Linux. Let's go to page 31, please. Okay, now let's build up what we are doing here. Again, there are two agents that we have to install, but, well, two sets of agents. The first one is the ITM, the Tivoli monitoring for the OS, and that's what I'm showing in red here in the Linux box on the right side. Let's go to page 32, please. Now, the third part, the next step is to add from the ITCAM, which is the extra software for Tivoli, the MQ configuration agent and the MQ monitoring agent. Okay? Then let's go to the next page. Okay. And in case you need to create queue managers or something, this is a good point now to create the queue manager. So identify the queue manager that you want to monitor. Then in page 33, this is the overall view of the main components that we have. Okay? Let's go to page 34. Okay. Now, how do we start the different things? And all these activities about starting and stopping, creating an instance of the agent, configuring, and so on, start, stop. All that, I put all that information in a fourth tutorial. That fourth tutorial has nothing to do with installation. It's only just for configuring runtime and all that stuff. Now, this is from Windows. In Windows, there are two GUIs that you really need to interact with. The first one is from Tivoli Monitoring, and it's called the Tivoli Monitoring Services. And you need to start as an administrator. Then you go to the bottom left corner and you say run, start, select IBM Tivoli Monitoring, manage Tivoli Monitoring Services, right click, and then just run as an administrator. You may need to enter your password. And let's go to the next page, 35. And there you will see this type of GUI. And now what you can do is, okay, from here you can stop and start. The status is the third column, and in some cases some things have started and some stop. If the one that is important to start is at the bottom, is the one called Tivoli Enterprise Monitoring Server. It's the last entry. It's not the highlighted one. And that's, if it's a stop, you have, that's the way you can start. Go to that line, right-click, and then you can say stop or recycle, start, etc. Let's go to page 36. Okay. Now, once that's the one from Tivoli Monitoring. Now, you want to go see the GUI. You want to see now the information that is provided for from the agent. Then there are two ways. The first one is, how we started, you go again to the start menu, Tivoli Enterprise Portal, and again you have to do run as administrator. Let's go page 37. Or the other way is from the Tivoli Enterprise Monitoring Services, you select that Tivoli Enterprise Portal, right click, and you say start. Okay, those are the two ways that you can do to start the GUI that really we are interacting most of the time. Let's go to page 38. And there, well, you will be presented with a login and password. And then after you pass, then, wow, here it is, a section of the GUI. It's a very complex GUI, has several panels and so on, and we discussed already some of that navigation thing. Let's go to page 39, please. Now, this is the fourth tutorial that I mentioned. It has the collection of the different tasks that you can do to configure, create an instance of an agent, how to configure, etc. Stop it, start, and so on. Let's go to page 40, please. Okay. Now, how do we create an MQ monitor agent in Windows? Well, I mentioned here that you have to, the full steps are mentioned in that particular Tech Talk and tutorial. And it's important to know that you need to modify directly some files. And where are those files located? They are located in different directories depending on the platform. In Windows, it's in this location. IBM is /ITM is /DMI/ITM64 or something. And then there is the name of the queue manager, and the MQ is a CFG file. And whenever you need to modify some items and include the name of the queue manager, do not use single quotes, okay? You use plain text. No, don't include the name between quotes, because guess what? I did it the first time and it didn't work. I spent 1 or 2 hours trying to find out why it didn't work, and eventually, okay, I use single quotes or double quotes. I should not use them, and I had to start it again. And that's the reason I wanted to give you this warning. Let's go to page 41, please. And these are some of the changes you have to do. The documentation itself doesn't tell you that you need to add another line. That line is used for some cases, but it seems that most of the cases for MQ, you really need to have that line. It's called set agent. And then you will see that it has around 10 lines, the file or something, and you will have set manager name, set queue name, set channel name. Just modify the name for the queue manager. But in some cases, the set agent, it is important to have it in order to distinguish between two very almost identical configurations. And the set agent name, you can, in some cases, is the IP or host name, and in some other cases, is the name of the queue manager. It depends on the context, but it is something that I found that you need to set. Otherwise, if you want to expand later on your things, it's very likely that you will not come to this file and modify it, and you will. It will be easier if you set it up now. Let's go to page 42, please. Okay. Now, one thing about, I know I'm a little bit brief, but I wanted to be in the tutorial. There is a step-by-step of everything that you need to do for each one of them. Here I'm giving you use the highlights. And what I found in the, this is a problem with, I think, IBM manuals, that they are very good dictionaries. Let me use that term. Dictionary defines a term, and our books are really good in telling, when you use display, queue, local, or something, here are the options, here are the things, this is what you get. Really, I mean, very good detail. Now, one thing that I notice in our publications is they don't tell you how to write based on those things. I mean, using the analogy of the dictionary gives you the definitions and maybe some ideas of some sample lines, but it doesn't tell you how to write a paragraph or a chapter in a novel, okay? They don't. And that's the gap that we are trying to do with our technique tutorials and red books and these webinars, to show you how we can put together all those definitions and how we can construct paragraphs, pages, and chapters. And that's the gap that we are trying to address. Then, going back to this slide 42, what you need, in this case, what I wanted to do is, from a Windows box, I wanted to do a remote agent with a Linux box. In this particular Linux box, I couldn't install the ITM software. I had some disk issues over there, not enough disk. By the way, it's 3 gig, the image that has the Linux agents and so on. Then it's a lot. Then if I don't have enough space, I cannot install the agents. Then that's the reason I decided, okay, let me explore how to do the remote agent location. Well, the Windows agent needs to talk via a server connection channel to the queue manager. And starting with 7.1, we have the channel authentication records, and in version 8, we have the user ID and password, and et cetera. It is not my idea of dealing with these security issues in this webinar or in the tutorials. I wanted to keep it simple. If your organization has standards for security, for MQ, please follow them. Here, I'm in a sense cheating. It is just for development and testing, and I'm trying to just do it as quickly as possible. Then, in that sense, I use using root, and then root is member of MQM. M is an administrator. Okay, simple. I know most companies will not have this set up in a production environment, but that's not my goal. My goal is to show you that you can connect, and this is okay. This is okay for a testing environment. Okay, let's go to 43, please. Then, one thing for a monitor remote agent, you need to have the set agent is not the host name, not the IP address. In this case, it is the queue manager name. Okay, then that's the way it is. Okay, let's go to page 44. And in page 44, this is how you can create a channel, a server connection channel. Now, the thing also is this. You cannot just create an MQ server variable or something like that. You must absolutely need to create a CCDT, a client channel definition table MQ, which means that you need to define a client connection channel, okay, and then you have to get the CCDT file and copy it into the Windows box in a proper location and so on. Now, here I'm using a convention that a reader of the tutorial said, well, you're using the convention for clustering for MQ. And yes, I use it, but that's okay. Okay? If your company has some standards for naming client connection channels, please use them. Okay? I just wanted to show you again the easiest way. And the tutorial has more steps. Here I'm just giving you the highlight. Then what I want to stress is you need to create a CCDT. You need to copy it from the whatever machine to the Windows box that will talk to the remote queue manager. And let's go to page 45, please. Then in 45, this is another topic of configuration. Now, the previous one have been really from the Windows perspective. Now, this is the configuration agents in Linux. In Linux, I was using just line commands. I didn't use any GUI stuff. Now, there's a convention, again, I told you that the framework for Tivoli monitoring is very flexible, and you need to tell what to be able to recognize. Now, when you start an agent, the Tivoli monitor doesn't care really what kind of agent it is. What you need to tell is which product it is, or product code. And in this case, a Linux OS agent is called LZ. Why LX? I don't know. LX will be more meaningful to you, but LZ for Linux. And then NC is the MQ configuration, and the MQ is the MQ queue manager. Then when you do start agent LC, start agent NC, and so on, okay? Let's go to page 46. And here, this is what you need to do is you have to modify the root password. If you don't want to specify the complete path name for the Tivoli commands, you can add this path to the directory to the path. But anyway, first you have to configure an agent. and you type the command, TMC command, config, minus A means add, is the first time for LZ, which means that you want to add a Linux agent. And then you need to, and you have to follow many steps during the configuration. It asks you where is the temps located, if you want this option, this other option, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm including here the commands that after you do that, you have to start the agent and then how you can stop the agent. Notice that the last item in the commands is the LZ, which is the product code. You will be using the same format for the configuration agent for MQ, et cetera. Let's go to page 47. Okay. Now, one question that I had is, okay, I have this configuration agent for Linux and so on. I started it. Then I went to see my GUI and nothing happens. And I waited 2 minutes and nothing happens. And I was, maybe I need to do something else in order to tell the GUI, hey, you guys recognize that I have this. But eventually, I mean, the thing appear in the Windows. Then I investigated, and there is nothing that you can do, as far as I know, to accelerate that, to expedite that. Eventually, the agent in Linux will contact the TEMS. The TEMS will provide something to the TEPS, and the TEPS will provide something to the GUI. Okay? Eventually, we'll propagate, but it was not seconds. Okay? It took minutes in my case. Let's go to the next step, please. The next slide, 48, and this is for the MQ configuration agent. This is the one about policies. I didn't really use it. I created configure and all this stuff, but that was not my focus. My focus was in the one that that talks to the queue manager. And let's go to the next page, please, 49. Here in 49, it is for a particular queue manager. Then you have to use the flag minus O and give the name of the queue manager. Then you first create that one. Then you need to modify, to configure it, and then you can start and stop. Let's go to the next page, page 50. And, okay, this is the main stuff for the configuration. I'm telling you now that the location is different than in Windows. Here is in the ITM directory is config directory, okay? And then what you need to do is, again, modify the name of the queue manager, and I added that set agent name, which is the IP address. Let's go to the next page, 51. Okay. And there are some important customizations for both agents for MQ. And these files are the INI files. And you need to specify what is the location of the code for MQ. Then in case you have installed MQ in a different location, even if you have not installed in a different location, you have to add the first item in this LD library path. You must include MQ directory there. Now, if you install the code in a different directory that is not the default, you need to use the proper one over here, okay? Now, for the MQ.ini, there is an important variable called NQM latest WNQ install path. You need to add it too. Okay? These are the main configuration changes. Let's go to page 52, please. Okay. Now you start the agents, and here I told you how to start the agents, and then you can see, well, how do I find out what ITM processes? Well, you do the PS-EF and you grep for ITM, which is capital. And then you can see that there are different items. There is the agent and so on, several of these guys. To stop the agent, you need to do it one by one. There is a command that will stop all of them, but it is mentioned in the fourth tutorial, but I didn't mention here. The idea is to start one by one and stop one by one. Let's go to the next page, please. Okay. For help multi-instance queue managers, and the idea is to have a separate agent to monitoring each one, the standby and the active, two agents, each for one of the instances. It is critical, absolutely critical, that the set agent must be the host name of the instance is the proper one, okay? It is really important. Then let's go to the next page, page 54. And in this case, I'm mentioning that here are the relevant ones. Even though the queue manager name looks the same, is QMMI1, the set agent name is different for each one of the things. Why I'm stressing this? Well, I didn't know this at the beginning. Then I set up two agents to monitor in queue, and I saw that the active was shown in the GUI. I stopped the active, and then I didn't see anything in the GUI for this queue manager. And I was, well, where is the standby? And it didn't show me the standby. It showed me that the active was not there and not active. Then I was, well, how do I know? Well, the problem is I didn't set the agent name. The agent name will tell the temps, hey, even though we have two entries with the same queue manager name, but we don't know what is the extra differentiator. And the extra differentiator is the agent name. And it has to be the IP address or the host name, okay? After I did that, then I was able to see that, yes, I can see my two instances in the GUI for Tivoli. One is active and running. The standby is not running. And when I did the failover, it showed me correctly the proper sequence and so on. Extremely important, okay?
Well, thank you, Angel, for your presentation. At this time, or there are no questions, so we will conclude this presentation. Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you, Angel, for presenting.
Thank you very much.